about that at one point in the podcast.
And then come out of
hear it one day.
And come out of nowhere that you'll
I'll be like, Kim, watch our podcast. Don't think she's real about it. She'll listen to it. Attack me. She'll be outside your house.
Watch our podcast. Good thing she doesn't know where I live. You better not tell her where I live.
Oh, but you live on that street next to that one avenue.
She lives right next to your old school.
Avenue 21.
Right before the bridge over I-95.
The bridge that she studied Monday.
I ran all the way to the bridge. And I kept on running.
Well, you know what time it is.
Life is a butt.
Oh, did you already start recording it?
Yep, already did.
Episode 2. I was watching this thing move, and I'm like,
why do you always do that?
I don't know. I feel like it's more like a...
More natural?
Yeah, more natural.
Right, it is more natural.
And you just go into it. I don't want to waste conversations.
You're right. Because we'll be sitting here like, oh, what are we going to talk about?
But we already said, yeah, I don't want to be awkward. We can just go right into it.
Introductions.
Jose.
Jose, Raul,
Hendrick,
Josue,
Hendrick,
and the infamous Victor.
Victor.
Oh, by the way, if you hear me or Victor call Jose Life, it's just because that's his nickname to us.
Yeah.
I'd never say Jose. Like, it's weird to say Jose right now.
Because we know like six different Jose's, so it's like,
yeah,
so
Life
is special.
There's one that's Yepes, then there's one Jose Pies, then there's one that's Life.
And then Will, who we talked about in our last episode, his middle name is Jose, so we don't want to get confusion around.
Yeah, his real name is not even Will, it's Wilfredo.
Yeah, it's Wilfredo, like Alfredo, Chicken Alfredo.
I love that.
Why don't you be like, hey, what's up, Chicken
Sponsorship,
Wilfredo?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, what's up? No, but yeah, because like, he would always stop, like whenever something happens, like a story.
Is really your name Michael?
Yeah,
what? No, because he said his name was Michael.
My name?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Michael.
Let me see your license.
It doesn't say on the license.
That's not your name, though.
Wait, that's not your government name. You changed it.
The government doesn't have to know.
So you could be like, yo, my name's Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have three different identities.
I'm so dumb.
He has alias names.
Every time we go to, like, Payway... Or
watch this government come out of
Chick-fil-A or some, you know, place where they
sponsorships.
Ask, yeah, sponsorship. Any place that they ask for a
Chick-fil-A.
Name for the order. Yes, that's the second one I said. Raul and I would sometimes do like stupid names, you know? I remember one time we went to Sky Zone and Raul goes up to the lady and the lady's like, okay, what's your name? Because they got to print it out for the sticker they put on yourself. And Raul just goes,
I say Forrest Gump, but the thing is that like, because I love the movie, favorite movie, best movie of all time. All Americans have to see that movie. I'll tell you that right now. But no, it's because like you have to fill out a form. You have to go on the computer. You have to write down information about yourself, like what your birthday, your like, phone number, this and that. Yeah, it's a waiver. And then like I was like, oh, do we have to actually show ID to this? And then they're like, well, I don't know. I was like, all right, you know, fuck it. I'm done. So I put in Forrest Gump. And I'm thinking like, oh, she didn't tell me to redo it and this and that. So I walk up, and everybody else is still doing their ID, but me and Hendrick are finished. So we walk up to the cashier register, and I was like, hi, my name's, you know, whatever. And they said, okay, can I see your form? I was like, yeah, sure. She grabs it, and she looks at me, and she's like, oh, my God, is your name really Forrest Gump? And I was at
like,
first,
the movie?
And she's like, the movie? I was like, you know what? I'm going to play along with that. I'm like, yeah, my name's that's Forrest Gump. She's like, are you a junior? Side note, I actually am a junior. Like, I'm Raul. Like, my dad's name is Raul. So I was like, I thought she figured out my name was Raul, so I was just like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, so you're like his son. And then I like caught on. I was like, oh snap, yeah. And then Hendrick was next to me. She's like, oh, is his name really like Forrest Gump? I thought Hendrick was gonna sell me out, but then he's like, he looks at me, and goes, no, yeah, his name's really Forrest Gump. We thought he was joking with us too as a kid, and we would make fun of him until one day he's like, yo guys, for real, my name's Forrest Gump. And like we saw like his Florida ID. And then, like, so at that point, the lady believed me, and then she gave me a discount. I got, like, half off.
This guy was looking at the mic the whole time.
I was I stare at the mic. I have to stare at something. And I was on the floor still.
You can't just stare like at us.
You're right.
Why, do you feel awkward staring at Mike?
At the whole time, I'd be, like, staring at, like, down like this.
We're having a conversation with one another.
Yeah, you're right.
You just imagine that one guy you're talking to somebody just staring at the ceiling,
stands
like
that,
you know?
Yeah, yo, you know Hendrick.
You remember Mr. Short? Short?
Yeah, Mr. Short.
It was his teacher. His name is Mr. Short. Pretty good teacher. Well, actually, no. He's just a regular teacher, a history teacher. but he would never have eye contact with his class. Like, for example, if you had your class in the classroom, he would literally look at the crack between the wall, back wall and the ceiling. And you see him just talking like that. Like, he thought he was crazy at one point.
I mean, like, some people, they have stage fright and stuff.
No, like, public speaking.
Yeah, public speaking problems. Yeah. Like, they have problems.
They have to look back. Mm-hmm. Now, that's actually a tactic that they tell you when they're, like, telling you how to public speak, to look at the far end.
And for, like, interviews and stuff where you can't do that and you're, like, under pressure, the trick is to look into their, like, between their nose. Like, at their nose or in between their eyes. Like, you can sort of tell if you're actually looking at their eyes. But, like, it looks normal. Yeah, it looks normal. That's why, like, for some people, because they can't look at each other in the eye, they feel weird. They'll be like, oh, snap, this guy's looking at my soul. So they look in between the eyes or the nose.
Another thing is if you're, like, intimidated or, like, you know, nervous around someone, say a girl or, you know, a job interview, just imagine them shitting on the toilet. You'll never look at them the same
way. I've never done that again. I've never done that.
That's just you.
No, but just think about it. You'll never look at them the same way. Like, ew.
I've never speaking with a girl normally. Always choke.
Walk up just like, oh, I choke. Fuck.
That's how it goes.
So yeah, speaking about girls, you know that girl at the Infinity?
Oh, snap, baby girl in the Infinity. We were driving back, right, from the time where me and Oswe were talking about lightning in our car, in our Honda sponsorship. And then we saw a girl, right? Fine, she's blonde, this and this nice Infinity G37. S?
Or Infinity sponsorship.
Infinity sponsorship. Hit us up. Just give me a car. I'll talk about it.
Powered by Nissan.
Powered by Nissan. But then, sponsorship. And then, Jose was like, yo, is that girl fun?
Those
and I was like, what? So we all look, and we turn right, and then we see her. Yo, this girl's fine. Blonde hair, perfect skin complexion, this and that. And then I was like, Jose, just say hi to her. So we roll down the window, and the boy, like, he, like, puts out his arm, and right when he looks, he's like, guys, I got scared. And he turns away. And then the girl drives off and we're like, life, that was your soulmate.
I felt like I was being harassed by her looking at me.
If you're that girl listening on the podcast, hit us up, you know, sponsorship, whatever.
Give me your infinity. Just give me infinity.
And yeah, guys.
And it's my girlfriend.
Girlfriend MG?
Yeah.
MJ, actually?
MJ.
It's funny because I have a friend named MG. Who's MG? Her name's Maria Gracia. But shut up. And then Josue saw her one time.
Follow her on Instagram.
Does she have Instagram?
Yeah, she does.
I'm about to follow her.
And then Josue saw her one time because she came to the restaurant and we worked at the same place and she came to eat there to visit me. And Josue was like, dang, who's that girl? She looked really cute. I'm like, oh, her name's MG. He's like, all right, that's going to be my girlfriend. I was like, oh, good luck with that because she goes out with my best friend. And then ever since then,
he calls her friend. Wow. Okay, so we're not even friends anymore. I get it.
Victor, you're my brother.
I'm your day one nigga. You don't consider me your best friend?
Your day one, like your day like negative 90 because you were there when I was conceived, bitch.
Was Victor watching?
Wait, what? Probably,
Victor. Daddy, stop wrestling mommy. You're hurting her.
Stop hurting her.
No, he's day negative 90. He's been there.
He's been there.
So you're going with the entry thing?
Oh, yeah. And then, so at one point.
There's more?
Yeah, because you know I told her, right? I told her that like you call her your girlfriend.
Yeah, what she said.
She laughs. She's like, dang, that boy cute. And my friend Danny gets mad. He gets jealous. He's like, bro, stop playing like that. Stop talking about her.
So if like we bring Danny onto the podcast,
he won't say anything until like Josue says something about his girlfriend. He's Chucho as fuck, man. That boy.
Just so you guys know, Chucho is a term that was invented by the guys because...
Who's Chucho?
Okay.
Chucho means dog.
Chucho means like dog.
It's Ebonics in Spanish for like dog or puppy or wolf.
Yeah, but what they mean, it's like you're like...
You're a puppy on a leash. That's really it. Like it could be for a guy or a girl. It's just you're like on a leash for your like relationship person.
So you're whipped.
Yeah, you're whipped.
Yeah, like that. That's
exactly what it is.
So who's Chucho?
I was the original Chucho.
Yeah, the way it worked is like
I was the original Chucho with my girlfriend.
Which one? I said the brand name.
No, not
that.
Before her.
That's another day, guys. We're talking about that.
I was a different girl. Like no,
I know you mentioned her in the podcast.
It was a serious relationship. It was one of my first serious relationships. So I was like. The guys would be like, yeah, we're going to go paintballing or whatever. She'd be like, yeah, I don't want to go that day. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm not going.
That was back when, that was like Hendrick's first relationship. So he didn't know to separate friend time with girlfriend time.
Neither did this nigga, so I don't know why he's complaining.
What would I do? Don't worry about it. I never had a girlfriend.
That's another time.
No, because the thing is with Hendrick is that when he
his first relationship,
he would spend literally every free second he could with his girlfriend Mary.
He'd be hanging out with us and she would call him. I gotta go.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I gotta go, guys. It's like, but she was our friend before that. Like, she was part of squad. The original squad was Victor, Hendrick, and Mary. That was the OG, like, squad. And then, so, at one point, like, Hendrick always liked her, and she went out with another one of our friends, another group from the squad, but when they broke up, Hendrick comforted her, and then, really, he was the rebound. He was like, yo, this is my chance, bro, and he got it, I ain't gonna lie. After that, it was like, she was always there no matter what. And I didn't have a problem, because, you know, we were friends, this and that. There were some times where I'm like, yo, Hendrick, you know, you can chill with the boys. You don't always have to
bring Basically, Mary. He got jealous because I was really good friends with him before.
Hell yeah,
we got jealous. And then after that, I kind of, like, separated myself a little bit. By a little bit. Man, chill out, dude. Make it seem like I left you guys.
Hendrick left us for a while. Like, there would be times where we would be chilling with Hendrick, right? We'll make plans, like, yo, Hendrick, we're going to do this and that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I was going to go receive something.
Like, we'll be right there. And then, like, she'll call and be like, yo, I miss you. Like, something simple. Or, like, hey, pass you for, like, a minute. And he'd be like, yo, guys, I gotta go. He'll drive away. Like, leave us. I'll be like, no, for real, man?
That was your first relationship?
Yeah, that was, like, a first relationship. So, like, if anything, I was always there whenever she asked
me. I feel like that's everybody's first relationship.
Yeah, it was like that.
Clinged on to the girl.
No.
I was loyal.
He was loyal, but, like, it was, like,
it's not loyal being loyal.
No, it's that they just got jealous.
I didn't get jealous. It was just like, yo, bro, this nigga is jealous. This nigga is jealous. No, because I'm understanding. I understand that you don't get what's going on.
But the thing is, he never gave us, like, a heads up either. He would spring things up, like, last minute. Like, we would wait at the bus stop, and we'd miss the bus or whatever, and so we called Hendrick because we go to the same school, and like, Hendrick, and he drives. He's the only one that drove at the time. And, like, Hendrick, we missed the bus. Can you scoop us up? And, like, he's all hesitant and everything. And then at the end, he's like, yeah, I got you. And, you know, we're swiping. All right, now I'll go to class.
I would show up.
Yeah, he would show up. And as soon as we get to the front, he doesn't park. And I'm like, Hendrick, you're going to be late for class. He's like, oh, I'm not going to school. He didn't go to school with Mary. Remember that day, bro? Yeah,
any day that Hendrick, like, Mary would not be at school, Hendrick would never go to school. Same thing with Danny and MG. I don't know. But that's normal. But just, like, I don't know. Hendrick was close to not passing for a little bit.
Often,
all the time. I've always had I had senioritis since I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah, because of us.
Yeah, because of Victor and Hendrick.
We were kind of like a bad influence. We made him skip.
Yeah, for real.
Like, he's like, I got a test. We're like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. They would be in the morning. I'll be like, yo, guys, I need to go to school, man. They'll be like, yeah, cool. We'll drive you early. I'm like, all right, cool. So he gets to school. Like, they pick me up, and they'll be like, yo, guys, we're going to go to school, right? He's like, dude, let's just skip. I'm like, guys, I have a test, man. I have to go to class. Yo, fuck that test, bro. I'll be like, you know what? Fucking
yeah. Yeah, like, we're driving. We're going to pass off, like, the entrance on Davy going on 585. We're always like, Hendrick, you kind of passed the Davy exit. He's like, nah, we're going to Sawgrass, nigga.
It would be so many times, bro. That would happen. I would just be chilling in the back. No, but the worst thing with Hendrick, though, is that, like, it was the worst being third wheeled. Because with multiple relationship, you'll be third wheeled. Like, I would say, like, 30% of the time when you hung out, right? With Hendrick and Mary, it was 99% of the time you're third wheel.
Okay, say 80%.
No, I don't know. It's you made out on my bed without telling me.
They did other things. No, but like...
Wait.
I didn't get that.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, come on, man.
Bring it back.
All right, this is what happened. It was a typical day where, like... Yeah,
Netflix and chill. But that was before.
But like, we were just literally, we're like, fuck it, we're not going to go to school. It's like a PSD day, which is like we leave at noon.
Yeah.
So we're like, whatever, we're not going to go. We're just going to chill the rest of the day. I haven't told my dad that it was this type of day. So we're really late watching Netflix, and they used to have a couch in their room.
And they had their beds.
They had their beds besides their futon thing.
So I would sit on the couch because I want to get direct.
Okay. Did I pass you the talking stick?
This is talking to me.
No, so we would just be chilling watching Netflix or whatever. And then, I don't know, one thing led to another that she's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to go lay down on his bed. And I would just sitting with them. Raul would be sitting in his, like, reclinable chair or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go lay down too.
that was actually, like, the first time Hendrick ever made out. Well, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's the first time I met out
with her. First time you made out with her was on Victor's. Among other things,
I'm sure. No, but, like, at that point, we were just friends. We were just like, yo, we're just chilling.
And so Hendrick laid down, right?
All of a sudden, dark room, quiet scene.
Actually, wait. Let me explain it. We would talk, but like it was like a friend thing. You know what I mean?
Who was in the room with you guys?
Right, it was the four, but it was just Raul, Victor, me, and then May.
No, Lawrence wasn't there.
No, because it was like we would text, like, hey, what's up, good morning, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It was like Hendrik was friend-zoned, but he was able to get out of the friend-zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, we were all sitting right there, we're just watching the movie, and then she laid down by herself. We were like, fuck it, we're just watching the movie. I get like a text. And then.
She wanna love you.
And it was like a text, like, come lay down with me.
Hendrik was like, alright, fuck that. I was like,
alright.
Hendrik, like, when Hendrik stood up, like, he almost broke the futon. Like, he sat up so fast. I'm like, fuck.
I got myself, like, lightheaded for a second.
Well, Victor said, you guys didn't tell me, so.
No, because the thing is, all I thought was.
I'm staring at the TV. I'm not paying
Where
attention.
Were you?
They were in the same room.
In the couch?
Yeah, but, like,
I just went to go lay down the same bed.
The way it worked, like, our setup was that it was like an L, right? The short L is... All right, wait up. I'm trying
That's to...
Not an L. No, okay. Our room's four corners, right?
It's a rectangle.
A rectangle. It's a rectangle.
Okay.
And the couch and one of the beds...
Was like along the whole side of the room.
Along the same wall.
Okay.
And the other bed was like across from them. And they're all like separated by like 2 feet. Like the futon and one of the beds that's connected to it are just connected. The other one is like 2 feet away.
It's a futon.
Me and Victor, whenever we watch movies, we actually watch the movies.
And makes a couch.
Yeah. Oh. We actually watch the movie. We don't sit here like separate our minds, you know, like other people. And then like...
So like, I just went to go lay down.
You went to go lay down.
I just went to go lay down.
You don't pay attention. As you do. Yeah.
I laid down and I was talking with her, whatever, in the dark. And I just had to make out with her.
Hendrik was like, fuck it, I'm gonna become a man today. I'm going in for it. And Hendrik made out with her. And we didn't find this out until like after they broke up.
No,
and the thing is, it's not that one time. It wasn't that one time.
It was multiple times.
I thought they were actually tired and they just laid down on my bed. And me being a good friend was like, oh, they're tired.
And on Victor's bed, bro.
They paused it.
Because they didn't tell me that they were actually doing something. No, because you were
complaining about us being
loud. So, wait. After they started going out, though.
After they started.
They were knocking in Victor's bed?
Yeah.
No. Actually, no. I'd say that's like third base.
That was third base? You went third base or second base?
In Victor's bed.
Yeah, I figured it out. I didn't know this. I slept on that bed for days, and I'm like... He didn't tell
it felt
me.
It's wrong, man. Victor felt a bad vibe for
me. As soon as he told me, I changed the sheets.
You were clueless for
Victor me. Victor has a good mindset. He had good intentions.
And then at one point, because the thing is, Netflix and chill was a normal thing for all
Actually,
of us.
Never mind. We made it back.
No, but it was a normal thing for me, Victor, and Hendrik, and Marion. We would literally, like, every day would just go to my room.
And knock out a shitload of movies.
Just movies. I'm telling you, like, Netflix, there was, like, no movies we didn't see. It was always scary movies,
that's
too.
That's when Blockbuster was alive.
Back when Blockbuster
was alive. That's when that shit was dying.
That was in the dying area.
I still have a Blockbuster tape.
That was back when like Netflix was like the only like
movie. The VHS. I have Too Fast and Furious, Scary Movie, and Big Daddy on VHS.
You have Too Fast and Furious?
Too Fast and Furious.
What's the name of the movie? Too Fast, Too Furious.
Just making sure.
Yeah, with Hendrik, the thing is, like, after they start going out, me and Victor finally figured out, like, yeah, they're making out. But the thing
I
is,
wouldn't let them on my bed anymore.
Yeah, after he found out that they were making out on his bed, he's like, yo, you guys aren't allowed in my bed. Understanding, man. I was like, yo, Hendrik, you can go make out on my bed, bro. Go ahead. But I was like, yo, Hendrik, because this is after I figured out that Hendrik fingered her in his bed. I was like, Hendrik, bro, but you gotta swear to me, dog, that you're not gonna finger the bitch in my bed.
I would let you.
Did she leak?
Go ahead.
Did she leak?
Hendrik, did you ever figure out my bed? We're gonna find out on the podcast.
Honestly, like, really? I don't remember.
Call up the girl.
Mary, did you?
That'd be so funny to ask her. And Victor be like, oh yeah, Hendrik just wanted to talk to his ex. He always does that shit.
You know, the main reason why I'm salt about this is because he got to use my bed before I did, so.
Get bed
up. I used a lot of people's bed before I used mine. I used Daniel's before. I legit told him, like,
Hendrik
right
did
after.
On his godmother's bed, bro.
Wait, what did you do? The Vince's bed?
No,
you went all the further.
Way. That boy said all the way. That boy went in, dog.
Dude,
on his god.
I kind of like stained the sheets. Like, I don't know who busted. Someone busted. And I was like, fuck, what do I do? She was at church at the time. So, like, literally all I did was I got the sheets. And I threw them in the washing machine. And then she's like, why are my bed sheets off? And then I had a plan. I got a cup of Tampico, put my finger in, and I just sprinkled it around the room and started walking around a lot. So there was like little spots of like sticky. So she's like, why is my bed sheets off? She's like, oh, because I spilled juice on your bed. And then that's why it's all... Yeah, like Tampico. No, because Tampico is really sweet though. And it's like, if you walk around on it for a bit, it gets sticky and the floor turns like little pieces of black.
Yeah.
She's like, why are my sheets off? I'm like, oh, well, I was watching a movie on your bed. And then I spilled some juice, and that's how I put them to wash.
Then you get your ass whooped.
No, she bought it.
I wasn't even that angry.
No, because the thing is, by the time she got home, I was literally drying her sheets and putting them back on.
What do you think her reaction would be?
Honestly, I don't really know if I got away with it, but I know that she just didn't ask me about it. She's just like, okay.
Did she know you had somebody over?
Huh?
Did she know that you would have people over?
No.
She knew about the girlfriend, but like she never thought I had the balls to bring her to the house, which I did a couple times. Bro, one time I was just going at it, someone knocks. I'm like, oh shit. I put on my clothes as quick as I can, and then it's the next door neighbor saying that I left my lights on.
No,
I left my car lights on.
Oh.
So like he goes boom boom boom.
Drake said, that's it, I'm dying. I'm like, guys.
Yes? You left your car lights on. Oh, thank you, bro. Like, I just went. Every single lock. I'm like, no, we're dropping it at your house.
Told her. But the thing is, with Hendrick and Mary, though, they were so loud making out. Like, no joke. It sounded like, you know, people clapping.
No, it didn't.
It did. No, yes, I'm dead serious.
Bro, it's just.
It was bad. I would put up my volume. It was normally at, like, you know, 10.
Oh, 15. Regular kissing sound, dude.
Me and Victor would put it at, like, 45, the volume level. And Hendrick walked away to the bathroom.
And Hendrick went to the bathroom.
He went to go cry.
Or release some stress. These memories are confusing, bro.
His own thing was, who busted that day?
Who busted that day? Who busted on the bed?
I'm thinking bubble.
Did I do that or did she do that? Or was there someone else that day? I can't remember.
Was that even me?
Walk-in stories?
Walk-in?
Yeah.
Me at school, with this bitch.
Doing what?
Talking.
Making out, but it was getting a little more.
Wait, where were you guys?
In my school, like.
Oh, like where, in a classroom?
All right, no.
Or janitor's closet?
No, we were in the hallway. And this was in the morning, this is in the morning, right? The school was before school started. It was this bitch's birthday. And this is back in the time before we even like kissed or anything. Like it was like, I was like sort of like her gay best friend, but at the same time, like I wasn't gay. You know
what I mean? He was just the go-to guy.
I was the go-to guy. She would text me like with a problem. She would text me good morning. I would text you good morning. You're like, good morning. Best friend. And what happened was, it was her birthday, and she's like, yo, my boyfriend did sad thing, and she had a I know, I was douchebag. I regret it.
Okay, that's why it's a walking.
Yeah. So okay. Like she had a boyfriend, and she's like, yo, my boyfriend didn't even text. And he didn't remember my birthday. He like, you didn't say anything about in the morning. Because I texted her, I was like, hey, good morning. Like, happy birthday, beautiful, this and that. And then, so, she was like, I always ask, like, oh, what do you want for your birthday? Nothing. Like, you know what? I'm gonna buy you some coffee in the morning.
Happy birthday.
No, I was like, I'm gonna buy you some coffee in the morning.
Is that why you always got coffee in the morning?
So.
Wait, who is this?
This girl. I'll tell you guys off the record.
Elisa.
No, not Elisa.
Don't go to the bathroom. Laura?
No, not Laura, bro. Your name started with a B. Let's just keep it a B.
Becky.
No. All right. Let's stop Brittany. Oh.
Do you know what?
Bianca?
Bianca. Just say the name.
No, nigga. Beyonce. Laura, I'll tell you.
It was Beyonce. You found out, yes, guys.
Like, so Beyonce and me, right? And then, like, I was like, oh,
I'm
going to bring you, because she loved teddy bears. I'm like, I'm going to bring you a teddy bear. I'm going to bring you coffee. I'm going to bring you some Starburst, because that's her favorite.
What kind?
The tropical, actually. Like, not the normal ones, the tropical ones, you know?
What's your favorite?
Like, the mango and stuff.
Wait, who is this?
Don't worry about it, bro. I'll tell you, man.
I forgot who it was, because you remember you telling me once.
That's what he's telling you right now?
Yeah, I'm telling Beyonce. But yeah, so Beyonce and me, and then I brought it to her, and then I was like, yo, meet me in this building.
Goldfish.
Because it was hot, and I was like, you know, the building is cold.
Nope. What guys?
So.
Nope.
I tell you your shirt, dude.
I know it's on my shirt. I don't know what. Nope.
I brought her the coffee and stuff, and I was like, yo, happy birthday, this and that. Yeah. And I gave her a hug, and I twisted it in the air, and I put her down, but, like, she's a little shorter than me.
You farted.
No. So, like, I looked at her, and she looked at me, and she looked, like, sad. She's like, thank
you. Like, what is that? Why in my face?
Hendrick's throwing goldfish, and I actually cut it in my mouth on the first try. Continue. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Can you just say the name of the girl?
So Beyonce like looked up and she's like, and she's like, thank you. Like, you know, my boyfriend didn't even do this for me. I'm like, I'm always here for you. And then like she leaned up and she kissed me. And I was like,
this is Gabby.
No, it's not Gabby, man.
I told you it's Beyonce. Jeez.
It's not
Beyonce.
What?
It starts with a B.
Yes.
Britney.
No. Bianca. I'll give you three tries, and then I'll tell you if it is or not her.
Brittany, Bianca, Beyonce.
Wrong.
Bethany, Booyah.
That was a three try.
So where's the walking part?
All right, cool. No, but that's the thing. So like we started making out, like we started making out, and at one point, like, I don't know, I was feeling up on her, and then my teacher walks out of his classroom. The thing is though, is that the lights were off, right? So I was like,
wait, where exactly were you, nigga?
Science building, in front of Mr. Roy's room.
Mr. Roy?
Wait, they have the lights off in the hallway?
No, the hallway, like, most of the lights are off. Like, it's only, like, a couple that are
it's
on.
It's dim.
It's dim. I was able to get in because...
Public school funding, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, public school funding? But yeah, the teacher...
Wait, was this after school?
This was before school.
What? Wait, which one's the science building again?
Mr. Roy.
Mr. Roy, Miss Library.
Miss Library.
Rabbit.
You mean the portable?
No.
I knew Miss Labor when she had portables.
No, between
In front of
math and English buildings.
You know where the library was?
Yeah.
Here to the left. Like this is the library. Walk
and
out
between
the
math
field.
And the science. I thought that was the English building. Oh no, the science building is the one that has the bathroom and it's just a long hallway.
Yeah.
Oh,
that building.
That's never dim.
Yes, it is.
Were you there? You're never there in the morning. You were never at school, Jit. But yeah, so my teacher walks out,
right,
and he didn't say anything. Like, only reason I realized that he walked out is because I heard the door close, and we stopped. Like, we both stopped.
Hey, Jose.
And I turned around slowly. I was like, there's no way. And I turned around and I see him looking at me, bro. The man has the fattest smile on his face, bro. This guy goes, I see you, roll, and walks away. I was like, yo, we gotta stop, Beyonce, we gotta stop.
Wait, you know her boyfriend?
We gotta stop Beyonce.
Her boyfriend didn't go to my school. But okay. He knew of me and I knew of him. I thought he was a douchebag.
Fuck that nigga.
I was like, fuck that nigga. He didn't treat her right. But like, no, and at one point, like, she would always be on the phone with him, and whenever I came around, she'd be like, babe, I gotta go, and she would hang up. She thought, and the thing is, he thought I was gay. I was like, Brianna, fuck. Beyonce, I got it.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
I said Beyonce. So I'm
Brianna.
Okay.
No, wrong. You're wrong.
It's Beyonce.
Guys, just rewind.
Breathe.
Just rewind the 26 minute mark or something. You'll hear.
Alright, no, but yeah, so I was like, yo, Beyonce. I was like, Beyonce, I'm gonna tell him straight up. If he thinks I'm gay, nigga, I'll tell him how I'm
like, no, I fucked your bitch.
Brianna.
No, nigga. So, and on my birthday, yo, like, she was on FaceTime with her boyfriend.
Brianna.
And she goes, babe, wait up. And she turns it around. And then she started making out with me. And his boyfriend's like, what is that sound? And she's like, nothing, shut up. And then she hung up on him. And I was like, wow, real ass bitch. But that was my walking experience.
Let's go.
I was the only time that's like walking like close to anything. The other times is
me. Life, do you have any walking?
Nah.
Stories? What do you mean walking?
Jose, talk about that.
Like,
what do you mean walking?
Kind of like what you were doing with Mary, that someone knocked on the door, and you're like, oh, shit.
Do you have any more?
You guys don't know how to do it. Just close the door.
Just lock it.
I was in a hallway, B. I wasn't expecting anything to happen.
So there's nobody else in the hallway?
It was morning.
It was okay. Like, my school starts at 9:20. It was like 8:30. Nobody's there at 8:30. She gets there really early, and I would get there for her. And since it was a
that's That's a chucho. Right,
that's
there.
That's cuchucho. I'll admit it. That's chucho.
That's chucho.
But I was actually doing it because I wasn't doing it because I wanted anything. I did it because I was a friend.
That's chucho.
motherfucker, bro! I just broke this shit. What's that?
What does that mean?
Just like Tony, remember Tony broke his.
It's, you gotta fix look, it.
It's
a
cap. Yeah. Why? Charger. The cap that covers the charger port?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
They have those stuff?
iPhone don't have to worry about that.
So speaking of the
iPhone, they just have to worry about getting lit inside. And remember? Sure. 6 months, this guy was complaining about my phone being charged.
No, I had my phone, right? I bought my iPhone 6, and I was like, yo, this phone is nice. And then after a while, like after like 4 months, my charging was messing up. Like I would have to...
Wait, go back to Brianna.
Her name's not Brianna.
It's or Beyonce. Beyonce. Or some shit like that. I don't know.
Beyonce.
Is that all you got?
Beyonce. No, and then like...
So well, that's not all he got?
Brianna.
You just said the same thing. You've been thinking about the
same name.
You're like taking like a new name.
This guy's like, he had an epiphany. He pointed like, it. Oh, shit. He's like, oh, shit. Is it Brianna?
No.
But, Pepe Le Pew?
Pepe Le Pew? Le Pew?
No, not you.
Brianna.
Shut up. Wait. No, yeah, so my charging was messing up. I would have to fight for like an hour charging my phone. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, I was like, yo, I have to get by my phone fixed. This is like 2 months after, like, every night I would waste an hour trying to fix it. So I went into the iPhone store, not iPhone, a phone fixer store, and I'm like, yo, how much is it to fix the charging port? He's like, yo, $200. I was like, oh, no. I was like, oh, no. No, this is not happening. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, yo, I sit here for hours trying to fix my charging port. I bought a new charger. It doesn't work. I have to sit there and fight. And he's like, let me see your iPhone. I was like, all right, cool. He grabs it. He looks at it. He's like, I'll be right back. He walks in the back. And I'm sitting here. I look at my friend. I'm like, yo, dude, is he expecting me to pay right now? I don't got money right now.
Does he put a little, just like a toothpick or something and clean it?
No. And then all I hear is like, psh, 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 like that little air sprays. And he comes back. He's like, yo, you had lit in the charging port. I was like, no way. And he's like, yeah, all you have to do is put in air, like clean the lint. Cause
yeah, that's what happened with my iPhone.
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I was like, oh my goodness.
You bought a new one?
No, I didn't buy a new one. I cleaned it with a paper clip.
Yeah, see, I didn't think of doing that.
See, my iPhone 4 doesn't have that problem. I could just see it if it has lint or not.
Neither does my Galaxy S5 sponsor.
That's why I messed up that one.
Yeah, iPhone sponsors. Apple sponsors.
The water, and then there was water damage in this one.
I heard Apple Watches are really great sponsor. I
don't know how that happened.
Have you ever tested it?
The iPhone watches?
Yeah.
Yo, this girl...
An Apple Watch,
yeah. This other girl I was fucking with, she was like the only kid in school who had one. I was like, this bitch is fucking rich.
Is it Brianna?
No. Brianna!
This other bitch was named Paula. She was my dog.
Paula?
Paulina.
She was my dog, though. But,
Maybe Oscar Lina?
Nicki Minaj?
But she had an Apple Watch. And I looked at it. This thing's nice, bro. It's not worth the money. It's too much money for something like
Why
that.
Why would you have an Apple Watch? You don't like this.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. But it's nice. Like, if you ever use one, it's nice.
I don't want it.
It's a waste of money, but it's nice.
I don't want it. Don't.
What's the function for? Anyways.
It's literally like grabbing your iPhone and using it on the...
You just put iPhone on your wrist. Just put a tape on your wrist with the iPhone. Just have it there.
You
a bigger screen. You can watch movies on it. With a bigger screen.
Wait, so they basically just
put their
phone on a watch, right?
A smaller
screen.
So
what if we put our watch on our phone and call it like a new invention?
I watch phone.
Pending.
Like a watch that's like literally like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
A digital pocket watch.
Yeah. Yeah, like little functions like here's a compass, a gyroscope, all that stuff on. All in the palm of your hand.
They call it an iPhone.
Shut up.
They call those applications.
You call them apps.
Damn, bro, I really broke this shit. Fuck, man.
Oh, man, I remember I had the iPhone 3GS.
Dang, those old phones.
The bricks.
I remember, like, the world, the wallpaper that's a world.
The Earth?
Yeah, the Earth.
Oh,
yeah.
That was iconic.
That ringtone? Wait, what? Is that one?
What?
The old one.
I think they had the same one for a while.
Yeah. It's a telephone?
No, it's
what they have now.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's on here. The old one. Back when it was like the iPhone 1, the iPhone 2.
It was the iPhone.
I used my mom's minute phone. So
it was iPhone Touch. That's what it was called.
The iPhone Touch. There was an iPod Touch and then the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
What was the difference?
Yeah. One was just a tablet at the time, and the other one was actually a phone that you can call people with. The other one wasn't a phone. The iPhone. The iPod.
It's an iPod.
It's an iPod.
You know what an iPod is?
No.
I'm about to say still use the iPhone. Rich guy over here.
Do they make iPods still? Like, yeah. Like actually iPod tablets? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called tablets? iPads.
Huh?
It's called iPod.
iPod tablets or iPads?
No, the iPod.
Yeah, every time they come out with a phone, they make the iPod version of it.
They don't have that.
Basically,
I'm not an Apple guy. I'm sorry. I don't know.
They take the phone function away, basically.
No, it's the one that they have on site.
Oh my, that's what I'm trying to find.
This guy is searching his phone for all
I'm looking phones. I'm looking for that one. No, I have to find it, man.
You might have it.
I might have it? I like how you knew what it was. You're like, oh, I know it's here. And then you can't find it.
Yeah. No, I used to have it, man.
It used to have it.
No.
Yeah, what if it doesn't?
Oh, you know, you get an update for your phone. Your iPhone right now. You go on your settings and you change it. And you go, hey, Siri. And he's repeat like 5 times. It only works when it's on the charger. When you have your iPhone on the charger. By the way, I found this out today. If you have your iPhone on the charger, like iPhone 5 or... Yeah. You'd be like, hi, Siri. Make an alarm for 11:30. Okay. Make an alarm. Boom, boom. And it texts... And it does that. It calls people, texts people, sets up like accounts and shit like that.
Yeah, Siri does that.
You didn't know Siri does it?
Siri's like the best...
Hey, Siri.
Boys using the iPhone. Yeah, no, you can, Siri's like the best one out of all. Like,
set an alarm
like Google
for
Now and stuff. What's Siri's the best one out of all of them? I don't know what those are called. Voice commands?
No, you don't have to touch it.
You voice command. My girlfriend?
Respond.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Google.
No, perhaps not.
Why not?
I bet I...
Yeah, my voice...
There we go. Here's this one. It's this one.
Call Victor.
That old one.
Isn't that the one that everybody's
is calling you?
Call Victor.
That's the old one.
Huh. Okay, now, okay, I hear the difference now. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's the one I have on site.
Yeah.
You got the box?
I was okay. Your address book.
So, guys,
Yeah, this is the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I think we should wrap up here.
We should wrap up here?
Yeah, it's been a little bit too long.
What a podcast!
I bet that podcast. Oh, it's episode 2.
Yeah, or whenever we release it.
In 5 years.
It's episode...
Whenever we release it.
We're going to leave it blank so we can edit it after.
Okay.
We only say episode 2 in the beginning.
Never mind.
All right, man. Well,
all right. Peace out. Deuces. This was the podcast.
You're a white box.